From Kessler Field in West Long Branch, Albany getting the better of Monmouth. The Great Danes go to 7-3 overall, 6-1 in league play. Monmouth to 5-5 and 4-3 in the Northeast Conference. Time to take a look at our Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard. Real Coke taste and zero calories. Late in the fourth quarter in this one, Duquesne trying to hold off Sacred Heart and keep their chances alive for an NEC championship and postseason berth. They lead Sacred Heart 21-15. Also in the fourth quarter, Bryant 45, St. Francis, Pennsylvania 34, and Wagner laying it on against Robert Morris. Seahawks leading that one 31-10. Top 25 college football action from Outer and Happy Valley. Number 19, Nebraska, continuing to lead. Number 12, Penn State, 17-7. It is Cincinnati at home, trailing West Virginia 17-14. Number 9, Clemson, giving a tough one right now as they are trailing unranked Wake Forest 28-21. South Carolina 14, Florida 6. The Gamecocks ranked number 15 in the country. Number 21, Texas, trailing Missouri in the fourth quarter 17-5 in that contest. It is number 3, Michigan State 34, unranked Iowa 21, and number 2, Oklahoma State putting a whipping on Texas Tech. They lead that game 63-6. Tough one here for Monmouth as they fall 41-24. We'll come back with some stats and final thoughts. A look ahead to our final game of the season with Wagner, all coming up after the 60-second break. You're listening to Hawks Football from Nelligan Sports on the Monmouth Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bobby Cicilli, general manager of Galaxy Toyota in Eatontown, New Jersey, and proud sponsor of the Monmouth Hawks. Here to remind everyone, at Galaxy Toyota, you will receive $2,000 over book value for your trade when purchasing any new or pre-owned vehicle. In addition, receive a navigation system with every purchase. So come visit us on Route 36 in Eatontown, New Jersey. Call 1-800-SHOP-SMART or visit us on the web at galaxytoyota.net. Galaxy Toyota, are you ready?
I'm sitting at midcourt, and the last time around, the wave took out half of my Coke, and it's coming again.
The wave is coming.
We, the fans, must stop this wave and protect our Coke. It's still coming. Cheerleaders, fire the t-shirt guns. Buzzer guy, distract them with buzzing. Wolf, howl. Hold on! Looks like we did it. Nice job, everybody.
Coca-Cola, open happiness.
Everyone knows that the Hawks show great teamwork, and ShopRite does too. The ShopRite Partners in Caring program has teamed with great brands to raise money and hunger awareness in our communities. ShopRite has donated more than $24 million to local food banks and shelters in our communities. When you purchase products marked at the shelf with the ShopRite Partners in Caring symbol, you're helping too. Join ShopRite in the fight against hunger in our communities. It really can and does make a difference where you shop.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks, a Nelligan sports production on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
Time for our drive of the game presented by your Tri-State Chevy dealers. Let's give it to that one real good drive for Monmouth today. 16 plays, 78 yards, took up 7 minutes and 44 seconds of the clock. It was in the first quarter, and it had given Monmouth a 10-7 lead. Capped off by Craig Peterson, the Mike McLafferty 6-yard touchdown pass. A look at our final stats, as that was our drive of the game presented by your Tri-State Chevy dealers. See your local Chevy dealers or visit ChevyOffers.com. The stats not pretty, certainly on one side of the football, and that's defensively for Monmouth. Albany, 60 total plays for 539 yards. They put up 41 points today, 21 first downs, 189 yards rushing the football, 350 throwing the football, and they did it quickly. Their scoring drives, a 32-second scoring drive, a minute and four scoring drive, a 40-second scoring drive, a 207 scoring drive, a 136, a 139. Their longest scoring drive of the day was a 12-play, 57-yard drive. That was capped off by a field goal that took up just 4 minutes and 7 seconds of the clock. So of all the differences of the game today, because we'll talk about Mama's offensive numbers in a second, Eddie, this is one that you kind of have to pin on the defense.
Oh, no question about it, Matt. It was the Albany explosiveness, their ability to score quickly and to get big chunks of yards that was the difference in this game. Monmouth, at the end of the game, ended up putting up decent offensive numbers, but it's Albany's ability to almost gain 10 yards every time they ran a play and their ability to score quickly with different playmakers that was the difference in this contest.
Andrew Smith, 14 carries, 131 yards, scored twice. Dan Delella, 16 of 26. He threw two touchdowns, threw for over 300 yards, 306 to be exact, had an interception. And Andrew Smith, on his one pass of the day, that was the fake field goal, went for 44 yards to Mason for the touchdown. And that was a big play in this game, kind of turned things around as Monmouth was expecting to get the football back. Instead, it goes from 14 points to 21 points, the lead, and Monmouth could not recover. Ryan Kirshner coming back to Monmouth County to lead the receiving corps, five catches for 51 yards. On the other side of the ball for Monmouth offensively, Julian Hayes, 18 carries for 78 yards. He had a touchdown today. Craig Peterson, his overall numbers look pretty good, 32 of 49, 296 yards. Two touchdowns. He was sacked three times. A lot of those came in the second half. And the interception, and again, Eddie, the difference in this one, that one interception, even though it was one of the few mistakes that Peterson really made, it came at the worst possible time of the football game.
Yeah, Matt, you said it during the broadcast, and we kind of sensed it. It ended up being the biggest turning point of the game. When Craig threw that kind of lollipop interception into the wind, it was almost more of a punt than a pass. It was really the kind of downfall of the Hawks, and that really opened the floodgates for Albany. They went on a huge scoring run in this game. They actually, until Monmouth got that late touchdown, had scored 24 unanswered points after Monmouth took a 17-14 lead.
Wound up losing it today, 41-24. Tough day overall for Monmouth, who again falls to 5-5 overall, now 4-3 in the league. And unfortunately, the theme will be, I'm sure, the continued ineffectiveness at home. I mean, when you are 5-0 on the road, you think it's going to be a great season. It hasn't been a great season, not a poor one, but you can't continue to lose at home if you're Monmouth.
It's crazy how teams normally, like, the mantra is you win at home, you split your games on the road, you'll be okay. So then to play so well away from home, to come here, something's wrong. Something in either the preparation or the game day activity, or something isn't meshing with what they do on the road, because it's really hard to fathom how a team can be so good away from home and then not be able to win on their own home field.
Monmouth from here will wrap up their 2011 regular season, as any chance they had at an NEC championship will be extinguished today by losing to Albany. They will finish up next week against Wagner. We'll take a quick look at that game. It is presented by Coach USA, driven with pride. Wagner has had a tough year this year, but it looks like they're going to be coming in here off of a win over Robert Morris. And the one thing you could say about Wagner is they usually always seem to look forward to play Monmouth. Not saying the same thing doesn't hold true on the other side of the ball, but I'd much rather be the team coming in on a win rather than a loss with one game left. But the one thing Monmouth has to, I think, focus on is, hey, we were 3-8 a year ago. We've got a chance to finish up 6-5, beat maybe our longest standing rival in the Northeast Conference and Wagner, finish at 6-5, and with a win next week, get rid of that home losing streak and not have to have it be something hanging over our head for the following year.
Well, you don't want to have to carry it into the next season. That's exactly right. And to have it with you in off-season workouts and spring ball and into the summer. So if they're able to get that win, they kind of let themselves know, all right, well, we can get it done at home. It took a while, but we can get a win. The bigger part, too, is that a lot of this team will come back next season. They will miss a few players, and we'll get into it more next week on Senior Day, that will be playing their final game a week from today. But a lot of the core of this squad will come back next year. And that winning record and winning at home, I think, should be enough to motivate these players to go into a game that they really don't have anything to play for from a championship perspective, but it's about themselves. And we hear people say that all the time. It's not about proving it to anyone else except the players in the locker room and the coaches that they can get the job done.
Well, we will do that next Saturday afternoon to wrap up the 2011 regular season, a 12 o'clock kickoff, and we are on the air right at noon as Monmouth will wrap things up against Wagner. A couple of programming reminders for you before we say good afternoon to you here on this great Saturday afternoon. From West Long Branch, weather-wise at least, tomorrow if you want to watch the men's soccer game in action, you can do that on NortheastConference.tv. Not a long drive, but can't imagine that many people will take the trip up to Connecticut, so sit back and watch it on the league's telecast of that game. It is a 1 o'clock kickoff set with Fairleigh Dickinson. The winner of that one will move into the NCAA tournament. We wish the best of luck to Rob McCord and the rest of the Monmouth men's soccer team. Monmouth men's basketball returning to the airwaves of the Shore Sports Network on Monday night as the King Rice era will continue with game number two as Monmouth will be down in Virginia Tech to take on the Hokies, part of the preseason NIT. I'll see you sometime this week.
I'll find you. I'm going to be I'm going to be on the road a lot, but we'll speak.
All right. Let's do that.
That was a good call today, partner.
I appreciate it, and good job out of you as always. The broadcast today has been authorized under rights granted by Monmouth University to Nelligan Sports Marketing. The accounts and descriptions of the broadcast may not be retransmitted in any form without the express written consent of Nelligan Sports Marketing. The executive producers of today's game, Eddie Acapinti and Mark Donnelly. The coordinating producer is Chris Komaschak. Studio operations today by my good buddy Frank Costantino. For Eddie Acapinti, this is Matt Harmon reminding you our next Monmouth broadcast will come on Saturday afternoon, November 19th, when the Hawks meet the Seahawks at 12 noon here from Kessler Field, the final day of the regular season for this 2011 year. Monmouth losing here today, 41-24. And as we say, so long from West Long Branch. I want to thank you so much for listening to us on the Shore Sports Network.
You've been listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network.